You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Yeah, I'm going to publicly salute Jeremy right now, the gift pimp, who has been throwing out ideas for gifts because they're things that, well, I guess I shouldn't say. Let's just say he has purchased them.
Yeah.
And I've said, you know, that's a pretty good idea.
Yeah, like he came to me, he's like, man, I am stumped for something for my son this year and his wife. What should I get him? And I said, boom. Get this. Here's the link.
Done.
Pulls day it later. Up online. And no, ordered. Like in that exact moment, like on during that commercial break, Dom orders it and
done.
Bing, bang, bong.
And then Dom's like, I need something for my
a friend of mine, aka girlfriend
that I sleep with. And I said, boom, you need to get this. Pow. There's the link.
Done. So then, what, 2 days ago, I go to Jeremy. I'm like, Jeremy, this is what I need. Where do I go? And he says, you go to this store, and I do, and
there it is. There's
now I know where all the Republicans hang out, and I got a great gift.
We should talk about that a little bit. I sent her to Cabela's. It's not going to give away anything, I don't think.
All right, because I totally lied to him, and I said I went there for something
damn.
For you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay. He's not listening.
It's all right.
He's not listening.
So, I sent her to Cabela's, which, you know, Miss, you know,
oh, Jesus.
Animal
talk
Universe
about
over
places
here.
Places where I do not belong.
Where you walk into that place, and it's nothing but taxidermy, you know. From the floor to the ceiling.
It is a huge room of death.
And I just envisioned her like walking in like in a scene from a movie and then all of a sudden like a close-up of a deer with a and a close-up of a bear and a fish and
there's like an entire mountain scene in that store with about 40 dead animals. Like there's not that many animals on one little piece of rock in nature. Why the hell is it in Cabela? Like it was just and you can tell how much you don't belong somewhere by the amount of times someone asks you if you need help. So all the sweet little old guys that work there, probably about every 47, 48 seconds.
Should I help you?
Are you okay, dear?
It's like a pheromone that you put off as you walk around.
Well, and then probably the tears and the sweating.
Yeah, and the shaking. And I was so paranoid. I was like, they know that I don't belong
you
here.
You so do not belong in there.
But
you're walking around with a Starbucks in one hand and your Kate Spade purse on the other.
Things we do for love.
Yeah. Your high heels. They're like, what are you doing?
Yeah. So you just grabbed and dashed.
I totally did. I don't even know what I got him.
Well, here's what I think, if I had to put my finger on why you're pretty good at this, is because at first I thought, why in the world would I take gift suggestions from Jeremy Padgett? I mean, why would I do that? And then it kind of dawned on me that you have to be good at this because your life is all about gift exchanges. Remember we talked about
the
Christmas
gift exchanges,
Christmas, like 30 gifts from your mom.
Yeah.
You give out, you know, 200 to your kids and your wife and stuff like that. It's like you've got more experience with gifts than I do because being
I'm just a peruser. I'm big on just online browsing.
Yeah,
and
what
I
do
like
you think
to stay
he does
kind
all
of,
morning during the show?
Yeah, like
well, that's true.
I was just on Redbox a little bit ago.
And you know what?
Written movies.
The other thing I would like to high five our present pimp for is his usage of coupons is truly economically
unreal,
sound.
Isn't it?
He gave me a coupon for my Cabela's thing.
I go before
bam.
You go. Let me forward you something.
Yeah, he said, hold on, let me look
really?
Through. He has
20
an entire
bucks off.
File on his phone of coupons before I go. Anytime I go off to Kohl's, I send
I
a little text to Jeremy.
One of the things I sent Dom to buy, I said, buy it at this certain store because you get something for free when you do purchase it.
Yeah, and I didn't do
it's
that.
It's like a $40 value.
I didn't do that.
Oh, you missed out.
Well, because I looked online and they said they were sold out at that location.
Oh, okay.
But wait,
so at least,
more.
But wait, at least more. I checked. So yeah,
well,
I want to thank
glad
you.
I could help you.
I want to thank you.
So
it feels good to help.
Yeah, everybody in our lives needs to give you a hug.
Yeah, you present. Pimp.
You get the assist.
Yeah, if anybody needs any ideas, maybe just message me on
this
Facebook
guy,
or something.
It's a gift.
I'll help you out.
You know what's funny is you already do Croctober. I'm wondering if every December now on the station webpage, we have Jeremy's gift ideas or whatever.
I'll just be the present pimp. Jeremy the present pimp.
The present pimp.
I'll be on there like with
we're
a big jacket
him,
on.
Like we're going to get him like the Joseph in the amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat.
In like Santa colors.
We're going to get him a pink Cadillac.
Big belt buckle.
We got to get you a pimp hat. Oh, you can get a scepter, start walking around with like a scepter.
I'm so on board with this.
I'm going to tell
you.
You
don't even know.
I'm going to tell you. I knock you for so many things, but in this case, I just have to own up to the fact.
You're going to get calls from Santa soon, and Santa's going to be like, stay in your lane.
The sucky part about this is you guys are going to get all the credit for it.
No, but
because they're going to open these gifts and be like, "Oh my God, this is what I've always wanted."
Absolutely.
Emily will take.
Hell yes.
Emily will take all the credit.
Yes,
but I can guarantee you that I will. I will give you the assist.
A shout out on Christmas.
I totally will.
So, okay, so on your little present tag, it's got to be like, you know, two little Dom, and then it's going to be like, love, Big
From
Dom,
Jeremy.
And Jeremy.
I'll be.
You better do that.
I'll be there when Dominic and Sabre open it,
okay.
And it'll say from me. But then once they go, oh my God, this is great, I'll say, believe it or not,
yeah,
this was an idea from Jeremy.
Feel free to give them my phone number, too, and they can call me on Christmas morning.
Yeah, like a text, maybe some FaceTime.
Thank me for these gifts as well. I'd really enjoy that.
That needs to happen.
Spirit of giving.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.